Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. The question of the morning seems to be, what is, because a lot of people are weighing in on this on Twitter and on the phone lines, what is football, how has football changed for you with the big hits, with the concussions? The killer for me is I couldn't even watch Friday Night Lights. When the quarterback was paralyzed in the first episode, I was out. I couldn't watch anymore. I'm done.
Yeah,
because this is me personally. I got one of those, and I don't want it. That's like the biggest fear for a parent.
Yeah. I don't know how you. I get it. Reconciling your kid wants to play, so you're like, okay, why would I stand in the way of what my kid wants to do? Particularly for a guy who played football in high school yourself. But I'm looking at it, and I think to myself, I played high school football, and I think I would let my kid play, but then it might only take one hit. To be like, all right, you're done here. You're done. I don't know what I don't have kids. So I don't know what would it take for me to be like, get him out. He's not playing. Maybe I have to watch it on the field while he's on the field. Not necessarily happening. Maybe to a teammate. And be like, all right, it's not worth it. But then I don't want to step in the way of something my kid wants to do.
Right. Lamont, I know he's got an opinion on this. He thinks that we've all become wussified in the world. And there's certainly, I mean, the subject this morning on Twitter was snowflakes, too, by the way. And apparently millennials, they have to go to their safe space if you call them snowflakes. Okay, which makes them even more snowflakes. But, Lamont, what do you think?
First things first, 713-780-3776. Hey, man. What I'm seeing right now, we got to start using mathematics, man, the way we're looking at things. I don't give one crap about what I've seen on that TV Monday night. And when I say mathematics, man, we can see two or three planes fall out the sky or crash. We lose our minds. We see a couple of bad apples inside of a police department do some stupid stuff. We go crazy. We see a couple of military guys do some a couple of things. We go crazy. Mathematics, man. Every time you look at football, you're not seeing guys go down with paralyzed. It's all kind of silly to me, man. We looking at a game where dudes are out there paid to go out there and be warriors and collide and do all of this, and yet we still saying, but do it safer. Man, do you know how silly that sounds? That almost sounds like going to a bullfight, and start crying about the bullfighter killing the bull.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you this though, Lamont. Are you a did you ever watch? You watch boxing coming up?
Boxing,
right?
Is different though. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you. But they made decisions too. Look, they never wore headgear, but they went from 15 rounds to 12 rounds, right, for safety purposes. One of my favorite young boxers, a guy named Kid Akeem, was killed by Robert Quiroga in the ring due to head trauma. They have standing eight counts instead of just, you know, pummeling. They have there's arguments about when to step in on stuff, because we also know that's a violent sport and that you get injured, right, playing that too. But they still made changes to try to make it quote unquote safer. Football hasn't fundamentally changed because of some of the changes that they've made. I still look at the Cincinnati game. Now, granted, there's suspensions now for those hits. I don't think football is all that different now with some of the changes they made or concussion protocol they have. Do you, Lamont?
I don't think football has changed at all. I think it's kind of silly for us to be going all crazy and acting all like it's the worst thing that we've ever seen. When the mathematics there, it's safest. It's safer than this has ever been, man.
I'm telling Travis right now, this guy who's been on Twitter, there have been thousands and thousands and thousands of football players from the 20s till now. And there, how many have had destructive, of those guys, have had real destructive issues in their lives? Not that minimizing it, and not saying that that's not horrible, but there have been the it's a fraction, the number of people that have had this kind of issue. We're hearing about it more now because there's more social media now. But I honestly, football has brought more pleasure and guys' lives have been much better for it than certainly guys have been have had major issues because of it.
I don't see anything wrong with the game right now. I know what I tune into every day, every Sunday at 12 o'clock, at Monday night at 7:30. That's what I'm coming to see. When I see a big hit, you know what I say? He stuck that fool. That's what I say, man. I want to see big hits. I grew up in the era where guys was helicoptering, going over the goal line, where Sports Illustrated, before it became SI, was selling that crap.
I grew up in that era, too. It's called Sage Rosenfels, the 2008? Football
we
season.
Were here. We were here, I think.
I think it's the Rosencopter. Yeah. We saw the Rosencopter. But yeah, those hits were, that was the Phil McConkie hit, right? The one that, was that who it was that got the helicopter hit? Wasn't it the Giants or who was the guy? I remember that hit too. That was a famous, I think Mark Duper had one too like that, Lamont. But yeah, we get it. We get it. It's a balancing act because, like I said, you got to make sure the players know all the risks of what they're getting into. You can't tell them you signed up for it, but then not tell them, oh, there's some other risks we didn't tell you about. There's been studies that we didn't tell you about. Like, yep. Give them everything. Yep. If they want to sign up, give them everything. Here's a couple other things from Twitter. We asked for some of you, and we'll get you guys on the phone lines. Let's see. Kyle said, I've always said kids shouldn't play football until junior high. Kids that play until high school or even college have a lot less risk than 10-year pros. My son, the son of mine, will play football mostly because I came from a long line of very unathletic people, says Ryan. Football in the NFL has changed for me. It's tough to get behind a sport on your own when half your starters are on IR. Chase says, I will want my kids to watch football with me, and I'll let them make their own decision based on what they want to do. Matthew says, I played high school and college ball for a couple of years. I don't really have any interest in either of my boys playing now.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just some of the responses. We're getting a lot of them.
713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us. Well, I guess we shouldn't have seat belts and airbags either, John Granato. What? I mean, maybe my helmet? The helmet take?
I don't know. You're still talking to Travis?
It used to be. No, this is a different guy, Chris. But the thought was is that we were using our helmets as a
weapon.
As a weapon. And that's not a good thing. And rugby players don't have any helmets. I don't know if you know this, Chris. They don't play with helmets, and they tackle each other all the time. But they do it. They learn how to tackle. And you know, the dangerous part about the helmet is wearing the helmet is using it as a weapon.
And we're going to be talking to some rugby players. Well, not you guys, but myself and Raheel. We'll actually ask those questions
about
how they've found a way to
they know how to tackle right
these type of injuries because of how they
when
tackle.
When you said you would be on the juice, Brian Caswell's listening. Our friend, he's bringing food Friday. He says,
Does he have any steroids?
No, I don't think he does, but he did say, John, you'd be on the juice. Would you be willing to risk your Johnson?
Ooh,
your morning pull. Would you risk your morning pull?
Whoa, Dell, too far.
No.
Laffy Taffy.
No. Well, is that what you're calling John's morning pull? Laffy Taffy. That's disrespectful, John.
How quick he tries to. Whoa, you said John is the
Taffy
disrespectful
is
person?
Soft no. And malleable.
Yeah, that's disrespectful, John.
He did. Brian also sent an article from New York Times that 111 NFL brains, all but one had CTE. It's not the one big hit. It's the 10,000 solid hits through a 10 to 20-year career. Well, I tell you, one of the most interesting things I ever saw, we got break, but they did a study on college players, and they studied Purdue's brains. Did you see that?
No.
And their brains showed decline, but after a certain amount of recuperation, they bounced back fine. And that was with the college season. The idea is, with a 16, it's less time for the brain to recover in an NFL season for some guys.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Like, who was it, the center from Arizona for the Drew Hodgson?
Oh,
he
yeah.
came in, he goes, dude, he's in the concussion protocol for the NFL. the NFL's getting blamed for all this, probably because colleges and high schools don't have any money. But there's a lot of guys that come into that. He said in college, I don't know how many times I was concussed.
No, I've already, I can't, I'm not allowed to say it, but I've already been told about a couple prospects, like, you can scratch them off your list. Like, one of them's a name guy. He goes, you can forget that. He's had like 8 concussions.
Yeah.
He's
yeah. done. So you, the pros, NFL's getting blamed for all of
NFL's
this.
NFL's not touching guys with multiple concussions
yeah.
in college.
Yeah. No, the NFL's getting blamed for all this. Hey, what about high school? What about college, you guys? Mm-hmm. Why is the NFL? Because the NFL has billions. And speaking of which, calling my stuff Laffy Taffy, if your stuff is Laffy Taffy.
I got to get this is. Kids, get out of the car and go to the class. Get to school, kids. All right, go ahead.
Houston Health and Wellness. That's my guy, Dr. Rorick over there. Huh?
This seems harmless. Just wellness.
ImproveMyErection.com.
Well, there, it just
less,
went to there.
Not so harmless. It's a little bit more harmful now.
No, it's harmful if you
for the kids.
It's harmful if you're not getting all your full potential.
That's true.
Mm. Okay.
If you are 15% less than what you could be,
that's right.
You need to go to
ImproveMyErection.com. Uh-huh. ImproveMyErection.com.
If your co-host who just came back to you is calling you Laffy Taffy, where do you need to go?
Right. ImproveMyErection.com. That's where you need to go. The Gaines Wave Therapy. The thing is this. It's all about blood flow, people. Get the maximum blood flow. Gaines Wave Therapy is a simple way, okay, pain-free, payment options as low as $150 a month for you to have your full potential. If you're only 50 to 70% of what you used to be, then guess what? You can get that back. All you have to do is open up those veins and let the blood flow. That's the key to this whole thing. It's really not mental. It's physical. And let the doc, Dr. Rorick, and he's been helping people for years with this. So if you're having issues, any issues whatsoever, you're just not reaching your full potential. 281-496-3355. 281-496-3355 or ImproveMyErection.com. A doctor just texted me. Roger Staubach had a great number of concussions. Not all injuries are the same. They're not. It's just not. People are like, I mean, they think you say one thing. It's unbelievable.
But what's the argument? What's the argument you are having exactly? Like, what's the basis?
No, that I said, you know, that it's not all equal.
That you're dismissive of, okay.
I'm not dismissive, but the fact of the matter is, it's a fraction. We're losing our minds now because we see, and it's horrible what happened with Junior Seau. It's horrible, Jason Strzelczyk. It's horrible what happened with Duerson, Seau, all of these guys. It's horrible. But it's a fraction of the number of guys that have played football in their lives. And we're not just talking about NFL players. Now, like you said, 16 games, does your brain heal? All of these things, and is there enough time in between? Here's the thing that's probably a key for this thing, is not hitting during practice. It'll probably help significantly because your brain has time to heal from week to week.
It does help, and they've negotiated fewer practices. Yeah. My dad said from a coaching standpoint, it is hard to get guys ready with less practice.
It's hard to get guys ready, but oh well.
Yeah. No, it's a...
Oh, well.
It's just a double-edged sword. It's what you have to deal with. KJ says, I've said all season the attempt to blow guys up with hits and missing is why Kevin Johnson stays injured and totally whiffed on Leonard Fournette. Yeah, that could be a problem. Let's get a couple more calls in. 713-780-3776.
And don't forget, at the top of the hour, exactly 9 o'clock, you have to say the word and call us, say the word anyway, and the 25th caller is going to win lunch for 10 at Nick's Place with 10. Me and Lance. 10.
10. Let's get Lance, since we're doing Lance's. Lance McCullers, I'm going to, we have Brian Caswell coming in with breakfast, and then Lance McCullers is going to join us on Friday.
Yep. That is
What's up, Lance? How you doing, buddy? Turn your radio down. Or whatever it is.
Hello?
Yeah, Lance, what's going on? Turn your radio down.
All right, I did.
All right, go ahead. What's going on?
I wanted to talk about the Atlanta Falcons. I think they're going to run the table. Wanted to hear you guys' thoughts on that.
Falcon ball. Do they have anything left with the
Saints?
Run
the table. Why do you think that, Lance?
I don't know. They've been kind of streaky this year. They'll get hot, then they'll cool off. And I think this last game against the Vikings, they just kind of ran into a really, really great, you know, fast defense. And that's really the only reason they lost that game.
Have they really been streaky?
Yeah, they lose three, they win three.
I think they're
going to,
you know, turn it up.
Yeah, win three, lose three, 1-1, win three. Now they're on their three loss path.
Oh, so they have really they have done that, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. It's a little salty at the end of the season. Got the Saints at home.
Yeah, you're at the Bucs. Wait a minute, you got Saints and Saints. You think you're going to win out? You think you're going to beat the Saints twice? You got two of them on the road. I don't see that, Lance.
And the Panthers to finish out the year.
I don't see that, Lance. And as he mentioned, it is salty, Dell. You got Saints coming up at home, which is going to be tough. You're at the Bucs. You're at the Saints, and then you finish Panthers. I think getting two wins is probably more likely. At nine, do they get into the playoffs at nine wins? Because there's been
not the NFC.
I don't think so. Right?
Holy crap! The NFC is a beast. I think the Falcons are getting shut out of the playoffs. Sorry about that. If they're streaky, right? Well, they're on their losing streak now because they just lost to the Vikings.
I don't know, John. No, I think they would be because you got the Eagles, Vikings, let's just say the Saints and the Rams. They all win. Your wild card teams, then you got an 8-win Seattle, you got an 8-win Panthers, a 7-win Falcons,
right.
And then the other two stink.
Well, but okay, so they're going to have to win 3 out of 4 here.
Well, there's two playoff spots. It depends on they need to beat
Carolina.
They're going
to have 10 wins. They're going to have 10 wins.
For two playoffs, they might be able to do it 9 if...
Well, the Panthers are going to have to play poorly because rest of the way...
And they have to beat the Panthers.
That's the last game of the year. That's probably a playing game.
Well,
look at the Panthers' schedule. They've got home to the Vikings, home to the Packers, home to the Bucks. They have 3 straight home games, 2 of them against good football teams, and then they go to Atlanta. That's the Panthers' closing stretch.
I don't know. I don't see it with Atlanta.
The game ahead of the
Falcons. It's just not been the same team.
No.
They're just too streaky.
You know what? You never know, though. If they go on a hot streak, that's a good enough team. That's a good enough team to make a run, too. Not only make the playoffs, but make a run.
Yeah. If everything clicks like it did last
year. They've been so inconsistent this year.
It's the Super Bowl loser hangover that we've seen for years and years and years. I don't know. I mean, it's always the same.
Yep. Thanks, Lance. We appreciate it. Nick is next. Hey, Nick, what's going on?
Hey, John, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, just calling in, weigh in on the concussion issue and whether you could let your kids play or not. You know, I actually coach at a small private school in Beaumont, and in the last two seasons, two of our players have gotten carted off on stretchers. Mm. Both of them ended up being fine, but I just think that I kind of agree with you. I think that there's some things that you learn on the football field that you can't learn anywhere else, and that it brings much more enjoyment than it does bring pain to the overwhelming public.
You know, it's so how old are the kids that you're coaching?
High school kids.
High school.
15 to 18.
You know, I don't want to I'm not minimizing anything. I'm not and to see a high school kid being carted off. Oh my God, I don't know what I would. I'm an advocate of the game. And I don't want to say, well, that's just a byproduct. That's just, you know what, because you can't minimize what that means to a parent, what that means to a young kid. It's a risk. And somebody said here, and you know what, kids, but I wouldn't tell my kid you can't play high school football. I wouldn't. It's the risk that we've all taken, and it can happen anytime. For me, I'm not going to be hypocritical. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, you know, I'm now media hype. I'm just not. Oh, this is terrible. And it's not, because kids want them. I played. I wanted my kid to play. He wanted to play. He loves it so much he won't stop. So I'm not going to tell him. But we all know what the risk is. And you got to, if you want to take that risk, you take the risk. If you don't, you don't.
When you take the safety precautions that they have in place today, I mean, with one of those kids, that if that hit would have happened when you and I were playing, well, we would have just got up and got back in the next play. You know, it's the safety precautions that are in place now are exponentially greater than they were when we played. I mean, my six-year-old said to me the other day, he's like, Dad, I'm not sure if I want to play football because I don't want to get hit. Broke my heart. And I told him, I said, well, bud, you just play like your dad did. Don't get hit. go down, slide, get out of bounds.
I mean, yeah, but Dad, I'm a guard.
Hit,
yeah.
You don't have to get hit.
Dad, they're going to totally grill me if I'm sliding and getting down because I'm a guard.
It's like, I promise you that your little brother will go in and step up and make sure you don't get hit again. The 3-year-old's the one I'm going to have to worry about going in head first. But, you know, it's just, I think that there's a lot of things that, you know, the overcoming adversity, working together as a team, there's just certain things that you learn on a football field that you can't learn anywhere else. And that's just my opinion. Yeah. And I just feel like that a lot of things are overblown because of the 4-minute news cycle that we have through Twitter and instant and social media, and all these things are blown out of proportion. And when you sit back and look at it, I mean, if you go to a high school football game now, there really isn't that much tackling going on now. I mean, to actually have a kid go in, lower his head and wrap up, is something you don't see very often. And it's one of those things that we have to constantly train on. We go to 3 safety courses a year. The Heads Up football program the NFL has initiated is trickled all the way down to the peewee level. So it's the kids are being taught to tackle the right way. And I think that all this media hype about the game not being safe, and it's just something that's overblown, in my opinion.
Yeah.
We got to break
well,
right
here,
there.
And this is exact. Chris says, but we don't want to take away the big hits. That's what Lamont says. We don't want to take away the big hits. You know what? We don't want to take away the big hits, but do them right without using your head.
Yeah, you can do it with shoulder.
You can use your
but don't
shoulder.
Penalize the right hits, because sometimes colleges freak out and like, it just seemed too hard.
Right.
If they do it the right way,
that's a big hit. What are you going
to
do?
Trying to separate the man from the ball is always going to be part of football. George Aloka, I thought, was trying to do that, but he came in, his head made contact. It is what it is. You got to go.
Well, another problem is you're going low and dude lowers his head and you guys do helmet to helmet. That's not targeting to me. It was the offensive player that moved into that.
Do you
hit.
Remember when they were going to call that on running backs and they never
yes.
did? They basically said we can't do
we
this.
Can't do
I
that.
Kept thinking Quiz Rogers is going to get a penalty every time because that's how he runs, and they never called that penalty ever.
No.
They initiated it and they realized we can't do this.
We can't do it.
We can't do it.
829 ESPN 97.5.
You know what? It's time for me to talk about Gulf Coast Buick Chevy GMC. My buddy, and he's been a long, long time friend, Craig DeSerf. I spoke for Craig DeSerf when he was here in Houston, and he did a bang up job. They ended up selling that dealership to a national dealership, and Craig just said, I got to get out of here. This isn't who I am, and I want to do something different. He found a dealership at Gulf Coast that blew him away, and it's out in Angleton, and he thought, I wasn't sure. I went out there, and he said, it took me 5 minutes, and I realized this is the place for me. And ever since then, he has been moving trucks and SUVs in record numbers. Out at Angleton, he doesn't mess around. He is going to get right to the cut rate price. There's not negotiating and haggling like you see it in a lot of other places. They'll negotiate with you, but they're not going to come in with a high number and try to make you sit out there and waste your time. Whether you're doing it in person or you are doing it online, they've got great Chevy Silverado pickup trucks, the GMC pickup trucks. You've got the Buick Enclaves for the crossover vehicles, SUVs, pickup trucks, crossover vehicles. They have you covered. And here's the great thing. They'll even deliver it to you right here in Houston if you want to do all your shopping online. Go to gulfcoast.net. That's gulfcoast.net. And make sure that you go to the website and check it all out. And then you can make the phone call and talk to a salesperson there. Or if you want to get out there, you make sure and you tell Craig DeSerf that you're a good friend of Lance Zierlein's. Tell him we're in a fantasy league or something like that. And I promise you are going to get the awesome brother-in-law deal at gulfcoast.net. That's Gulf Coast Buick Chevy and GMC. Tell them Lance Zierlein sent you by.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5.
Yep.
He's going to cough into
the mic. Huh?
What's that?
He's going to cough right into the mic, huh?
I can't keep up with Twitter. I mean, there's so many.
I mean, it's crazy.
So many opinions coming in. It's hard to even keep up with. I knew that this topic would generate some discussion because I couldn't, it was just strange seeing Lewis Riddick and Tim Hasselbeck. We talked about it yesterday. And Tim Hasselbeck, and they both acknowledged the same thing we did. It's like there was something about that Steeler-Bengal game that was so almost beyond physical that you just said, oh, I'm not sure this is great for the game. And these are those big hits that we all used
to love.
Well,
especially in today's world.
But do you just look at it? Do you look at it
back in the day? Remember,
that was the
Oilers, Steelers.
Oh yeah,
in the '70s We used to love the bloodbath. It was like, oh my God, horse this game collars, is coming up.
Horse collars didn't exist. You could give somebody clotheslines. That was a normal tackling
the
method.
The Doug Planks, the Chuck Cecils, the, well, forget Tatum. I mean, it was just, if you want to know the truth, this is the truth. The big hits took the NFL to another level. They used to celebrate them with videos of the biggest NFL hits.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, and then fantasy and gambling took it to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
That took it to a level that was just, that's just been stupid. But big hits it's what made, in the 70s, it's what made the NFL great.
Yeah, it really did. They celebrated because nothing else was like that. And I think they benefited because boxing and baseball were the two big sports coming up through the, you know, 40s, 50s, into the 60s. Football didn't, and basketball didn't get a whole, you know, it was Magic and Larry and Michael that elevated them. Baseball started to fall off a little. Boxing, I think boxing was really hurt. Look, boxing has been hurt by MMA, but I think it was also hurt by football because, you know, there's a combat sport too. Football's a combat sport, very much so.
Do you think that this should be happening though? Because I don't know which gives you more brain trauma. $1 Long Island iced teas? Because that's what Applebee's is doing now through Christmas, through the holidays.
That can give you a disease.
$1 Long Island iced teas. Do you think that's appropriate for people to be drinking $1 Long Island iced? That's five different alcohols in one
drink. Is Applebee's a sponsor?
Applebee's is not a sponsor of the show.
Do I think it's smart for people to be in Applebee's, regardless of the price of drinks? Maybe not great.
Why not? Why? Because of Ricky Bobby? Ricky Bobby, if there's one thing...
Did it help or hurt more?
It killed him. It killed him. Yeah. But do you... Which would cause more brain damage? A big hit on the football field or $1 Long Island iced tea?
Pounding $1 iced tea.
Yeah.
It's a fair question.
I don't know.
It's a fair question.
I don't think Applebee should be doing this.
Jason says, every parent should baseline test their young athlete. The worst concussion we had on our campus was a JV basketball game. We've had swimmers and tennis players concussed. All parents and athletes should know the signs and treatments. Well, that's nice in theory, and I agree with you, but how are you going to teach all parents the signs and symptoms of concussions? Golfer Mike, who's listening, he doesn't even live here anymore.
No.
He says, wasn't there a punter who joined a class action suit against the NFL citing CTE? A punter! Exclamation points.
Yeah, well, give me my money, okay? What about the punter for the Texans that sued over the field because he was running down the field and lost both knees?
Probably had a legit claim.
You think?
That field was undefeated.
Oh, God.
It took a lot of people out, didn't it?
Yep. And they were finally like, you know what? I think we need to put turf in. Really? Really? You think you need to put turf in? Well, that's nice. That was the worst field in the NFL. The seams and the, oh my
God. The seams, it looked terrible. Oh, it was so embarrassing.
The worst.
We've got Art, even though he says Childish Altuve is his name. I know it's actually Art Jimenez. He says, I grew up with Eugene Seale blowing up fools on special teams for the Oilers. I stand with, quote unquote, I stand with hashtag sticking fools. Didn't Lamont say sticking fools? Is that what he said?
Did he?
You got stuck fool or something like that. So he said, I stand with hashtag sticking fools.
Yeah.
I will teach my kids to bet on football, not play it, says McLovin. There's something.
Okay.
I think he's on to something.
All right.
He's on to something there.
That's a better way to go about it. Teach him to bet with the bookie. Teach him to bet and not against. Teach him to bet on an underdog.
Because the public loves
favorites and overs.
Be a wise guy. How about this one? Dentists have the highest suicide rate of any profession. Do we stop our kids from going to dental school? That's one tweet.
By the way, you ask, when I was at Houston Methodist working on my shoulder, they were like, oh, yeah, well, we got a bunch of cheerleaders in here and soccer players. And when we were all freaking out about football, cheerleading is maybe the world's most dangerous sport.
Yeah, because they're flipping all over the place.
Here. By the way, the national championships were here this weekend, right? Who won, Del? Did you watch that?
No.
Is it creepy to watch high school cheerleading?
Yes. I don't even know why you're asking questions. That shouldn't be question today.
You watch that when you're in ESPN at your house.
What about, okay.
And you don't, you right. don't tell anybody.
Is it
anybody.
Creepy to watch
still creepy.
College volleyball?
No.
No, they're grown women.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Oh, you're not watching it for the sport. You're just watching it for the girls in little shorts. Clearly.
Those shorts are best uniform in all of sport.
It's a little creepy.
It is college soccer.
It's a little college soccer.
No, not soccer.
I mean college volleyball.
It's a little creepy, but hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Beach volleyball is nothing creepy about that.
Well, no.
Well, what if you're if you got on DVR and you're reversing and
wait,
playing? Yeah, it's creepy.
Actually, in this day and age, I don't even know that's not right for you to say that you're watching for the shorts or whatever. Actually,
yeah,
that's wrong.
Honestly.
You're not supposed to say that.
You're supposed to be watching it.
I watch beach volleyball because of the athleticism and
the
ability to explode out of the sand.
Oh, yeah? And, you're watching Karch Karai?
Not.
Well, he doesn't play anymore. Kent Steffen? What's his name?
I have no
Kent
idea.
Kent Steffen's whatever.
Sinjin Smith.
He's dead, isn't he? He's like 100 years old.
He's dead?
He probably is.
Actually, I like watching indoor volleyball. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
How about I was watching?
It's a really good game.
It's an awesome game. It's fast-paced. It's explosive. I'd love for that to catch on more. I was watching this guy, Mike Gesicki. You know who he is, Dell? You guys know who he is?
Tight end
from
Penn State.
Tight end from Penn State.
Oh, yeah.
6'5". Goes and gets everything, jumps up, great leaper, well-timed, great body control and positioning. And I'm watching him, and one of the notes I wrote, I'm like, reminds me of a back row hitter in indoor volleyball. Like, he's got that kind of well-timed leaps. I go and check his bio. He was a star basketball and indoor volleyball player. Like, it felt like when you watched, you could see this guy has rare timing to get the high ball.
Okay, who do you like better? Fumagalli?
Not that good.
How about Mark Andrews?
I like him. I got to study him. I like him. I think he's the best tight end, but I got to go to study him. But there's tight ends. This guy, Dallas Goedert from South Dakota State. Gesicki from Penn State. And this guy named Ian Thomas, who you probably don't know. He's from Indiana. He's more of a blocker right now and has talent, but he's not there yet. Like, he's going to be really good.
We watched him play against Ohio State.
Indiana?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, he had a long touchdown against them, I think. Yeah. But
the South Dakota State kid is good.
Dude, that kid has paws on him.
Yeah. He
makes catches that are unbelievable.
Yeah.
He makes some unbelievable catches.
I like Andrews
catches.
The best, though.
Right now, my guess is I'm going to have Andrews. He was my number one in the summer. I have a friend of mine who's a scout who's in this area, and he says, Mark Andrews is like a third or fourth rounder. I'm like, he's like, he won't block anybody. He won't do this. I'm like, what? He doesn't get open. I'm like,
let's go to the Saints then.
He seems like he gets a lot of touchdowns and catches.
I don't know. He's not a tweener, but he is more of a Jimmy Graham than he is, I think.
Hey, Mike Gesicki won't block you. He won't block me. I said that in my report. I'm like, if you need a guy to help you in the running game, don't draft Mike Gesicki. That's not your guy. But this is a different NFL now. Now you got to say, do you care about blocking?
No.
We just want a big guy to match people up in the slot. Okay. Well, here's your guy. And that guy can be really good if he gets on the right team. Jimmy Graham, like you said, not a blocker. You know that about him.
Yep. 713-780-3776. In 17 minutes, 16 minutes, right? 16 minutes, we're going to open up the phone lines for you to win a lunch for 10 with me and Lance at Nick's Place. At exactly 9 o'clock. Exactly 9 o'clock. We're going to shut down the phones and open them up. And the 25th caller that says anyway is going to win that. So 25th caller at 9 o'clock exactly. We're going to do that right now. I'll bet. You know what? I'll bet on mybookie.ag. That's what I'll bet on. Mybookie.ag. The prop bets that you can find on there. The in-game gambling. A team will score a basket, and you can go the other way and bet the other side. And you can get unbelievable odds on things. It's fast-moving. It's unbelievable. If you're looking for a great way to play and enjoy the games, put a little something-something on it. Go to mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. It is the best way to have some fun playing. And I'm going to tell you this. You are going to be able to you will get paid. That's the key when you have a book, is that you get paid. And they pay. And it's not like, okay, I'll get to you in 2 or 3 weeks. It's a couple of days. They're going to get you your money when you want it out. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, to match up to 50% of your initial deposit, mybookie.ag. I don't want to know.
rules.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, 8:49 here on the bench. Lance Erline, John Granato. Joining us right now is Kelly Land. And, Kelly, I'm going to be part of something that's pretty cool. I was asked to host the a watch party and an event for the Army-Navy game that's coming up. And, of course, that's a game that you know this, John, from watching football for years. They get to
It's the best.
It's the best, and one of the reasons is because it gets its own weekend. There is no championship weekends. Army-Navy is played now. And this this watch party, it's an event. It's coming up this Saturday, December 9th. It's from 12 to 5:30. Kickoff is at 2 o'clock. But there's going to be a lot of great stuff going on. It's at Eureka Heights Brewing Company, and it's co-sponsored by U.S. Naval Academy Alumni Association, Texas Gulf Coast Chapter and Foundation, and the West Point Society of Greater Houston. Joining us right now is a guy who runs combined arms, and that is Kelly Land. Kelly, good morning. Welcome to the bench. We appreciate having you on.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
He listened for the first time the other day, and I think he's like, well, that was an interesting show you had there.
Interesting is a good word there, Kelly.
We'll take it in some different directions. So I want you, first of all, we have a lot of it's amazing doing radio, and I don't want to speak for John, but I've been amazed at how many of our listeners are veterans. They may have served for 3 years, 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, but I've been amazed at how many people have served. And one of the things you and I talked about, Kelly, was you guys have, what, 40 or over 40 different types of services for all veterans. And I mean, these services go from helping people who have drug addictions all the way to helping people reach, you know, their highest goals.
That's right. That's right. We actually have 40 plus organizations, and those 40 organizations yield over 200 resources between all of them. So yeah, we do provide those wraparound services and for really any veteran where they're at. We want to make sure that they can reach their goals.
Great stuff. This is something that's, well, it's dear to me. My daughter is a psychologist. She works at the VA in Oklahoma City.
Oh, is that right?
She works with guys who want to commit suicide. So she is she's doing wonderful things there. And so this is really, really cool, Kelly, what you guys are doing. And I got to tell you, after the national championship game last year, I thought the best game of the year was Army-Navy last year.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was almost a great game. I think the wrong team won.
Oh, no! We're talking to a Navy man here on ESPN 97. No, that was unbelievable. And it's going to be, hey, you want to talk, Army's pretty good again.
Yeah, they are. It's going to be another great game. It's actually the 118th meeting between Army and Navy. So it goes a ways back.
Great stuff. And you go there. And it's you pay one fee when you go in, right? And then you're at the Eureka Heights Brewing Company and having a big time watching a great game with all the other people that are trying to raise money as well. So this is a great event. It's this Saturday, and you're emceeing it, Lance?
Yeah, I'm going to emcee the event. I'm pretty excited about that. And my son Drake tried to get into the Marines. He was disqualified for medical reasons, but my dad was a Marine, served in Vietnam, and the mission of Combined Arms is to unite the community to accelerate the impact of veterans in Houston specifically, because this is like a big command center that is right here. And as we all know, the ability to help veterans, you know, you talk about what your daughter's doing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who sometimes it's very, very dire. And in other instances, Kelly, it's just an opportunity to meet other people I like the fact that you guys are also out there helping to try to get people into the right positions so that they can excel in their lives as well.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know what, we're really disrupting the traditional landscape that's out there as we connect these veterans to what they need. And what we've seen in the data that we're collecting, so we actually collect data through our technology, and we've seen the top three needs the veteran had are, number one, careers. They're either unemployed or underemployed. Number two, they're looking for social connections, so they want to be reconnected to that camaraderie. And number three, volunteerism. They want to continue serving their country just like they did whenever they were in the military. That didn't end. They want to continue and really serve their communities now that they're back home.
You guys have by the way, your facility is in East Downtown. You've got one here. I know you guys were very active as a kind of a staging area for relief efforts during the hurricane as well, which shouldn't be a big surprise based on the background. So if there are veterans right now listening who want to get involved, first of all, they can come out and get more information. They can have a good time with like-minded people out at the Army-Navy game at Eureka Heights Brewery. We can do that for sure. But what if they just want to get more information on your services or who Combined Arms is?
Absolutely. So I'll tell veterans, go to www.combinedarms.us and create a profile and take some of our assessments. And I'll tell civilians out there, you know, feel free to thank a veteran. That's great. But then tell us to get back to work, because we know that the country needs us.
Yeah, that is. I love how this country has changed its attitude towards veterans. It is awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, tell a veteran, hey, we appreciate you. But right, hey, get to work. Let's go. 941 West 18th Street in Houston from noon to 5:30. Watch the Army Navy game and raise some money, and let's get everybody get out there. This is a great idea. 941 West 18th Street in Houston. It's Eureka Heights Brew Company. Go watch that Army Navy game and raise some money. Is there how does it work? It's their initial cost at the door. Is that how you guys?
No, it's actually free. This thing is open to the community. When you get there, you can buy t-shirts, you can purchase raffle tickets. We're going to have a bunch of raffle items. There will be, if you support the Army or Navy, there's going to be a competition who can raise the most money, between the two. We'll have an interactive board where you can see how much money has been raised, for people that support the Navy or the Army. And we'll see if that, influences the score of the actual game.
I haven't picked my side yet, John. I'm still doing my research.
Go Navy.
I'm doing my research. Kelly, I can't automatically commit to Navy until I've researched both the teams.
I'm going
to
tell you, Munkin's doing a hell of a job at Army. I'm going to tell you this. Watch yourself. Watch yourself over there, Kelly.
That's right.
Watch yourself. So it's. I think you should charge, but okay. You want to let everybody. You want to let everybody in for free. Okay.
We want you to spend money on beer because the portion of the proceeds are coming back to us.
Okay, there you have it.
Perfect. Perfect.
And you can buy a T-shirt when you're there. But donate. Just donate when you get there.
So come out, say hi to me, watch the game with us, have a good time. It's combinedarms.us. Combinedarms.us. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, there it is. All right, so in less than 3 minutes, we're going to open up the phone lines for that 10-person lunch with me and Lance at Nick's place. So at exactly 9 o'clock, we're going to shut down. Oh, now, right now, we'll shut down all the lines
and then we open them up. The bill advisor spot.
Right, we'll shut them down.
If you call now, Dale's not going to answer.
No, shut them down. You're right. We can shut down all the lines and then open them up at exactly 9 o'clock.
We got Lanny calling in just a second from Bill Advisor.
Oh, he's calling.
Yeah, we can't shut it. If you call, it's not going to matter. Dale will hang up on you eventually, and you will just lose your space.
Don't say anyway right now. Wait till 9 o'clock.
Just wait. Wait until 9 o'clock. But we will do that here in just a second. You know, I got to get you on Bill Advisor, John. We got to get that because I got my old co-host on Bill Advisor, and that was Matt, and he saved over $2,000. I saved $2,000. Joining us right now is Lanny from Bill Advisor. And John, Lanny, I remember when you first came to me and you said Bill Advisor is going to save this and this is what we do. And I thought, this sounds great, but is this really going to work? And then Pearl called me. I gave her the information that she needed, old bills that I had and everything. And then she went to work on everything else. I got to go back to my regular life, and she was working on negotiating for a few hours. And before you knew it, I had saved with credits and new programming and saving. It got up to $2,000. And just the other day, Lanny, she called and said, oh, Lance, hey, I got you another $14 a month off your internet service. That's just for being a customer. You guys are always looking out for deals.
No, and that's exactly what we do. So, you know, when you hear us on our ads and we talk about, hey, we can save you this much money, and our average customer saves $800, Lance has saved $2,000, all sorts of people save tons of money. But it's not just that first engagement. We're going to be the guy who checks for this for you all the way down the line and keeps you saving as long as you're a customer, which we hope will be forever.
Who's your big winners this week?
All right, three big winners. Glenda from Houston, $2,400 saved on her home security bill. That was one bill, $2,400.
What?
One bill, $2,400. When we say you're overpaying, folks, you are overpaying. Dan from Houston, almost $2,200 on his energy bill. And Leah from Wallace, almost $2,300 on her energy bill. This is not to count everybody who's saving $800, $1,000, $1,200. Hey, some folks just save $600. But still, that is a lot of money in your pocket. Look, this is the holidays. It's a good time to save money. I can't make the coach purse you're going to get for your wife or the bike for little Johnny or snacks, whatever you're getting him this year. Mm-hmm. I can't make that cheaper, but I can make everything else cheaper.
Yeah, I promise you they're going to save you big money. Here's the phone number, or here's what you got to do. You go to BillAdvisor.com, or you can simply text Bills to 313131. That's Bills to 313131. They'll get back with you, and they will start the process of saving you big money by renegotiating your bills for you. You are paying way too much right now. I promise you that. And just about everyone as I've sent over there has saved big, big money. Don't be a fool, okay? Text Bills to 313131 and you'll be on your way.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.